episode 378, The Best Medicine.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Happy
the
day,
radio.
Sweet ladies. How are you? I am so excited you're here. I pray that you are not snowed in somewhere. And if you are, I pray that you actually have electricity, that you're hunkered down, you're warm. And if not, you know, take time, spend time with your family. There is no better excuse than being snowed in. Enjoy the moment. Don't fret over the little things that you really don't have control over. I mean, I truly can remember the ice storm in 2009, and it was absolutely crazy. But that's going to be for another episode, because today it's about you, the best medicine. I just really want to lift you up today, and I came across this quote by Eleanor Roosevelt: "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. She couldn't have said it any better. When our life gets caught up in dishes, when it gets caught up in the clutter of our closets, it gets caught up in the activities of our children, it gets caught up in our own careers and ambitions of life, the dreams begin to stop. We don't sleep very well. We find ourselves taking, you know, over-the-counter things like, you know, Advil PM or ZQL or all those other, you know, types of medicines that are out there to help us fall asleep. And then when we wake up, it's like, well, now we've got to have something else. So then we take caffeine to counteract trying to get to sleep. And we find ourselves in this vicious circle. And sometimes what we really truly need to do is have a snow day. We need to pull the covers back and stop life for a moment. Some of you have that opportunity right now. And the best medicine for you is, I want you to dream. I want you to begin to believe in you, in your dreams. I don't want you to see your career as a stopping point. I don't want you to think that, oh, well, I've already graduated and I've been out of college for a long time and there's nothing after that. I'm in my career, I'm doing my thing, we pay our bills, no big deal. Yeah, so what? We live paycheck to paycheck. That's all right. The kids eventually be grown and gone and you know, we'll be able to go and have vacations. Really? Is that truly the life that you want? Or are you sitting there going, oh, something's pulling at me. It's like this ache inside of me. It won't go away. It's a good kind of pain. It's a good kind of hurt. And the best medicine for that is to dream and believe in the beauty of your dreams. You know, it's not just about sleeping at night, but a lot of the times we have that anxiety that keeps us up, that keeps our minds turning, that keeps our legs restless and in our limbs, not just our legs, but our limbs. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you've ever done a sleep study, which I shared with you all that my husband did one, and, you know, they watch for those things. They have all these like wires everywhere on you to study that. The thing is you don't need a test to see what's working in your life. The best medicine is it starts with you. The best medicine are your dreams. And if you're married, it's you and your husband's dreams because you're one. You're united. I pray you're united. Marriage is so fundamental. It's essential to being the core of the family. So if your marriage isn't strong, the relationships with your children are not going to be strong. The relationships with your friends are going to be fractured, along with your external family, meaning not the ones that are living underneath your household. So the best medicine that you can do is start with you. And do what Eleanor Roosevelt says, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. I want you to dream today, big dreams. I want you to write them down. Maybe some will come true, maybe some won't. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about being creative again, allowing your imagination to grow within you and who you are. Stop stifling your life and shoving yourself in a corner because you don't think that there's anything left in life. I know that's not what you're thinking, but sometimes that's the feelings that you have, the emotions that why try? Why keep pushing ahead? Why keep moving? I've told you this story recently about the website, and yes, even as I'm recording this, it's not up. And I am, okay, I'm not saying I'm flustered, but it is frustrating. My old self would have been totally upset. I probably would have, you know, said a few words, not just in my mind, but actually coming out of my mouth, which is a rarity, truly is a rarity. If I'm saying H-E double hockey sticks or, you know, the Beavers homes, then you know something's going on because literally that's about as far as my language goes. That's just me. That's just how I talk. So if a foul four-letter word is going to come out of my mouth, you know I'm upset. Well, actually, I've been very calm in this. I've been very patient. Why? Part of it is I'm thrilled. I'm excited. I cannot wait for you all to see this. And hopefully, maybe by the time you're listening to this, it will be on there live. But you see, that patience and all is coming from what? Dreaming. I see what this can become. I'm not just looking at it as a stopping point. Oh, there's my website and I'm done. No, it goes far beyond that. It's a way for me to communicate more with you, to be able to serve you, to be able to love you where you're at, to be able to hold you in the time of need, and to be able to celebrate you when you accomplish something major. See, there's something more than it just being a website. Dreaming allows that to happen. But when we are mommies first, because honestly, that's what we are, wives usually second, right? Then we take care of everybody else. And then maybe eventually we've got God squeezed in there somewhere. Not really sure where. It just kind of depends on our needs, right? Of hierarchy. And then all of a sudden it gets to us. By that time, you're too exhausted. You don't have any energy left to dream. I'm telling you, the best medicine is to dream. It brings a beauty back into your life. It brings a spark like none other. It allows you to see beyond what you have right then and there. There's a point in my husband's and my relationship with each other that in looking back, now going through it, I did not notice this, okay? But looking back, that we kind of stopped dreaming together. I was more fulfilling his dreams with his career and his ambitions of where he wanted to go in that journey, that we really never factored in much of my dreams or the kids' dreams. And that was fine for a period of time. But then when we thought we kind of hit the pinnacle of where he was supposed to be, life got really rough. And that's when it all began to fall apart. We weren't having dreams anymore together. They were separate dreams. It was his dreams now, and then, well, it was me and the kids. And I did not realize it, but I began to feel like a leftover. And so as I was looking at that, you know, looking back, 2020 hindsight, when I was looking back over that, I realized here in the last, oh my goodness, I would say probably in the last 2.5, 3 years, we've been dreaming together again. Do you know how awesome that feels to dream as one? Now, if you're a single parent, you're like, I don't have that, Christiane. You know what? You can dream with your kids. You can dream with your mom or dream with your dad. It doesn't have to be necessarily your husband if you don't have one. But you don't want to stop that dream factor. That is the best medicine. It does keep pushing you forward. You see, as I'm working out and I'm lifting these heavy weights going, yes, I'm going to sculpt this body. Not if it kills me, but that does come across my mind because at times I feel like I'm about to fall over with the weights in hand. I'm like, if I get pinned down here, will anybody find me? Probably not. I'll be long gone. But you know, the thing is, when I'm doing that, it's the dreams that keep me going. It's like, oh my gosh, just see what'll happen. I'm here completing my third week of this very, very tight structure and what I'm doing with my regimen. Oh, and I'm telling you, it hasn't been easy. I've told you that. It's been tough. But every single time I come to that hard part and I get just past it on the other side, oh my gosh. It's just like, yes, I've conquered the world. You see, the dreams keep moving you forward. Think of the word future. Future has what? It starts with an F. Forward has what? It starts with an F. It correlates itself. The future moves you forward. Dreaming of the future and what it has for you is the best medicine. So if you're snowed in today, if you're kind of having just a really chilly day, or maybe it's just yucky outside and you want an excuse to stay in, dream a little. Dream a little dream. Write them down, though, because it'll be amazing that maybe 4 or 5 years from now, you can come back to this and you'll be like, whoa, some of this stuff actually came true. Because just like Eleanor Roosevelt said, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. I love you so very much. Stay safe. Stay warm. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.